Welcome, traveler. Take a seat at the little desk and rest a while. Have you come seeking stories? Good. In today's story and special holiday episode, hear the harrowing tale of a lonely boy seeking help on Christmas Eve. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be swept away by Elementary Epics.
Hello, I'm Daniel Baradat, and welcome to the first episode of Elementary Epics, a show where I, a screenwriting student at Emerson College, take stories written and sent in to me by elementary schoolers and turn them into full audio dramas, with help from a team of writers and voice actors, and of course, the author themselves. For the first episode, the story I chose is an untitled piece by Layla, a third grader from Sacramento, California. I sat down with her to go over the original story and gain insight on how I was going to make it into a podcast-worthy narrative. Hi, Layla. How's it going?
Hi. Good.
I really liked your story. I think it's very interesting. Do you want to start by reading, or I'll read the story back so you could get like a refresher from when you wrote it? All right, great. So what I have here is, once there was a boy named Jack and his mom died in childbirth. So it was just him and his dad. One day his dad lost his job and had nowhere to live. So then his dad asked if you could go make some money. So Jack did, as his dad said. And when he was there, he found a magic cat, but not just any type of cat. Actually, Layla, this brings me to the first question. There was one word I couldn't read in your submission. It's after not just any type of cat. I was wondering what specifically type of cat it was.
Christmas cat.
Oh, a Christmas cat. Oh, okay. Okay, that's very interesting. Okay, not just any cat, a Christmas cat. And it said, make one wish or die. So he died. This story is very interesting to me. My first question is, does the story have a name? What should I be calling it?
You can call it what you want. I don't know.
Okay, I'll make a fun title for you. And the second question is what inspired the story? Like, where did you get this idea?
Miss Baradat, she said that, ooh, Christmas cat, that's going to be a good story. So I got that part from, and then Ben said it was AJ who said it.
Oh, so your classmate said, write a story about a Christmas cat?
I didn't hear it, but she said, ooh, a Christmas cat, that's going to be a good story.
Okay, so somewhere else in the room, someone said something about a Christmas cat. Now, what specifically about the idea of a Christmas cat made you think like, oh, a Christmas cat, it's like a genie, it can grant wishes and it can help this guy out. Like, the Christmas cat comes in like the later part of the story. So what inspired the story leading up to the Christmas cat appearing?
Someone died in our family. So I got that part, and his name, close to Jack, it was John. So that's where I got Jack from. a lot of women used to die during childbirth, and I don't know where I got the dad part.
Okay, that's very interesting. I'm sorry to hear that someone died in your family. So the next question I have is, can you tell us more about the dad's job? Like, do you have an idea of what the dad did and how he lost his job?
He was a dentist, and he was sad that the mom died so many years ago. So he forgot to pay his bills and stuff. So his job fired him, and he was so sad, and he didn't work for as long as he was supposed to.
That's very sad. You're a master of heartbreak. This is dark, a dark story. I really like it. Okay, so perhaps the darkest and most like mysterious part of the story, to me at least, was at the very end. Jack has the option to make a wish for more money or ostensibly anything that he wants, but he instead dies. Why didn't Jack make the wish?
Because he was sad and he wanted to be with his mom.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't even consider that. That is, I really like that, Layla. That's a very good twist to the end of that story. I really like the insight and the perspective that it adds to that story from my perspective when I'm going to be like turning it into an audio drama. So the last question is I'm going to take what you've written and then give it to my team of writers and have them like turn it into like a longer, more drawn out narrative. Is there anything, any tips or advice that as the original author you have for us in translating the story to something bigger? Anything like what like emotional impacts do you want the story to have, or what specific plot points do you want us to have in it?
That's a hard question. I don't really know, but maybe instead of him dying, you can make another wish. He can make a wish.
Okay. So you're open to the ending changing. I like that. I don't know if I want to change it though. I think you really nailed it in one. Okay. So I have one more question. And this one I asked to everyone I'm going to interview, and it's what is your favorite story? So you've written a great one, but out of like all the stories that you know from anything, what's your favorite one?
That's a hard question. I don't know. There's a lot of stories I like.
How about what's your favorite story you've heard in your class this year?
Abel and Sarah.
Okay, yeah. Can you tell us more about Abel and Sarah? What's that one about?
I think it was I think it was Abraham.
Oh, Abraham and Sarah. What's that one about?
Abraham had a brother named Lot, and they both went different ways. And Hashem told Abraham that, look at all the land, and all of the land you want is yours. And look up at the stars. How many stars will be your descendants? And he doesn't know about it because he's like 750 or something, and his wife Sarah is like 49 or something. So they don't think they'll have any other descendants until I think they were. Abraham asked, Hashem said he was going to kill all the people in Sodom and Gomorrah because they were evil and bad. And Abraham got sad because Lot lived there. And he asked, well, is there 50 good people? And Hashem said, no, is there not even 50 good people? Is there 20? And he said, no, not even 20. Is there 10? And he says, no. I think he asked if there was 5, and he said, no. And then he asked if there was 1, and he said, no. So then Abraham got sad and said, well, is Lot good? And Hashem said, not, this will break your heart, but not even Lot. So then he's, but I will save Lot for your sake. So I think he does save Lot. And then Lot, there's these angels come in and asks if, and they come and he's like, come stay at my tent or come stay here. And they're like, no, it's okay, we can go out and stay somewhere else. And he's like, no, I insist, you have to stay. So they do. And then all the people outside are like, you're not supposed to treat them well. We taught you to be evil. And he doesn't listen to them. And Hashem tells, well, then we're going to kill you. So Hashem tells him, Abram, to run. So he does, and he brings his family and he runs. Lot that runs. So Lot brings his family and runs away. And they don't run. Oh, and Hashem said, don't look back. So they didn't look back. But then as they were running, his wife looked back and she turned to salt.
Oh, wow. I think I understand where you get your sensibilities for dramatic endings and moral plights, because I recognize some similar themes in your Christmas Cat story in that one. Well, thank you, Layla. I really like your story. I can't wait to see what my writers are going to do with it. But I had a very good time reading it. I had a very good time interviewing you. And keep writing, because you have a lot of talent.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And now the story passes on into the writer's room. Hi, writers. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Doing good.
Why don't we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Camille.
Hello, I'm Garrett.
Grant.
I'm Julia.
When I was starting this idea, I read you guys a lot of the stories that we got submitted for the first one. But one definitely stood out, and that is
by Layla. Let me read you Layla's story real quick, because it's a good one. Once there was a boy named Jack, and his mom died in childbirth. So it was just him and his dad. So one day his dad lost his job and had nowhere to live. So then his dad asked if you could go make some money. So Jack did, as his dad said. And when he was there, he found a magic cat, but not just any type of cat, a Christmas cat. And it said, make one wish or die. So he died.
I'm not sure if the shock value is higher or lower than the window cleaning man who breaks all of the windows.
Yeah, this one is definitely, I would say, the one with like the strangest ending. It was
so no. There's a deliberation though. Like it's just die or wish, and he chooses die. And it's
But why though? Like, when I read that the first few times, I was like, I was so curious as to like what the deal was with like who is this Christmas cat? First of all, I didn't know it was a Christmas cat because I could not read the word. I was like, okay, so who is this magic cat? Why did they make this weird ultimatum? And why did he not choose the wish when obviously like, yeah, why did he choose the death? And when I talked,
yeah, it's like it's so easy to get out of anything, and then yet no,
wish for not death in that moment.
When I talked to the author, she said like that he was sad and he missed his mom, which I think is a pretty, it's like a really good like twist reason on it. Which means that we have to like write that in because it is completely unclear in the original story.
Why wouldn't he just wish to be back with his mom?
I don't know. That's for us to figure out.
Oh,
excellent. So basically, would this not be sort of, I don't know, this feels like very, very dark, obviously.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
It was written by a child. It's kind of bringing into question, is this too dark for, you know, like, do you, because the kid picked death. I don't know.
I mean, it's not as dark as pranking the president.
We can't talk about pranking the president.
No, we cannot talk about pranking the president. Sorry.
I was thinking, like, this is our first episode, and it's sad and Christmas themed. You know what show starts with a sad Christmas themed episode? The Simpsons. And that's the longest running TV show ever.
I didn't know that.
So I'm thinking that Layla started us off really well. This is gonna become the new Simpsons. You guys are the writers. What's like one take on this episode you think that we should fit into it? Like it's obviously got a beginning, middle, and end, but there's a lot of like holes in the middle. What do you think we need to do to turn this episode into something real?
Okay. So if we're talking middle area, recap the story again. So it's his mom dies
in childbirth. Dad gets fired. He goes out to try to make some money, and then he finds a cat and dies.
Great. Go ahead, Julia.
Here's my first question is, I mean, he basically ends up choosing to die so he can be with his mom, right? Why not just stay with his dad? Is there anything like keeping him away? Is it just not happy?
Maybe his dad is like resentful.
Yeah, that's what I got too. Like,
yeah.
And like, not only that, but like the whole like losing your job situation, maybe he just like isn't great at like controlling his own emotions and kind of like takes it out on his son.
Yeah. Like how old is Jack? Mm-hmm. Like who
probably
tells,
like 14,
yeah. Like who tells like a kid to go and make some money?
He can't be that young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the poverty or like desperation thing. Okay, go on.
I was also thinking that the cat Christmas is not, that's not, the cats aren't a what is a Christmas cat, you know?
Exactly.
Why is it important to do?
I don't think the author fully knew what a Christmas cat was either. It was a suggestion thrown out by another classmate that she was just like, oh, that sounds cool, and then wrote it in.
Oh, my God.
Really, which props to her. That's it. I mean, what a great ending.
I mean, she made it work. Yeah.
This class is third graders.
Okay, oh, man. Third grade writings. It's on another level, dude.
I think we've got some good ideas cooking here, but I think the last thing is that some of the stories were titled. This one was not. And the author gave us full permission to make up a title. So what's the name of this story, guys?
I mean, you know that movie Christmas Story?
Yeah.
What if it's just Cat Story?
It's a version of like not putting cat in the title or Christmas in the title.
Cat definitely, Story.
Yeah, definitely get some thinking.
Cat Killer Jack.
You're allowed to say you don't like it. It's okay.
I mean, I don't think we're going to top that.
So this is very like Grimm's fairy tale. I don't even think it's Grimm's, but what if we go with like Jack and the Christmas Cat?
Mm.
That's so fit. I love that, actually.
That was definitely, I mean, okay, actually, I feel like both of them are on the nose, but somehow that one tells you so much more about the story than just Cat Story.
Cat Story.
And then it's it's got the snappiness to it, you know?
Yeah, it reminds me of like Jack and the Beanstalk, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, become a household name.
I think we're establishing a new canon of fairy tales with this podcast.
That's definitely the intention.
Oh, excellent.
That's the goal.
Absolutely.
We are the siblings Grimm, except there's like, how many? Five of us?
Yeah, there's
those awesome. Grimms, they were a big family.
It's Grimm. I mean, this story certainly is Grimm.
Yeah. You know what? I think all in favor of Jack and the Christmas Cat.
You know what? Yeah.
Aye.
All right. And let's get writing.
Third grade getting you down? You may be eight, but that doesn't make you immune from the wear and tear of existing in the world every day. Sometimes you need to take a minute and just relax. And that's why we've partnered with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations, improve focus with curated music tracks, and rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults. There's even a new daily movement session designed to relax your body and uplift your mind. If you go to calm.com/epic, you'll get a special offer off 40% of a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Calm is ready to help you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/epic. Go to calm.com/epic for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/epic. The story is written. Let's hear the final result.
December 24th, Christmas Eve. For most people, it's a time of warmth, joy, and reunion. For me, I just feel the biting cold. I have to imagine it's worse for my dad, but it's hard to remember that sometimes. After all, he actually knew my mom. He loved her, but 15 years ago today, I took her from him. She died giving birth to me, and I think Dad has always blamed me for it. He's never said it, but I know. I think he expects me to make up for it somehow. That's what brought me here. Happy birthday to me. The story of this specific Christmas Eve starts about 2 weeks ago. Dad, what's wrong?
What's wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. You're almost 15 years old now. I won't have you bumming around here anymore. I want you out of the house.
Dad, you can't just kick me out. What did I do?
Do you understand how hard it is for me to support you on my own? Now go out and make yourself worthwhile.
That is so unfair.
No, what's unfair is that she died for you. Your mom died for you.
That isn't my fault. She left us both alone, Dad.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. You need to go make some money for this family.
How am I supposed to do that?
Get a job. Rob a bank. I don't care. Just get out.
What'd you do that for?
Sorry, Mrs. Norris. Sorry, Kitty. So I went looking for jobs, but of course, no one was hiring.
Sorry, kid. We're full up.
Aren't you a little young to be looking for a job?
No can do, kiddo. Hey, Merry Christmas, though.
Not that they would have taken a 14-year-old with no resume or experience who had been trudging through the snow all day. I came back that night after dark. My dad wouldn't speak to me, but that didn't bother me. I did find out why he was so upset, though. What's this? Notice of termination. Dr. Jack Harris Sr., DDS. Oh, no. Dad got fired? Payment on the house, past due. Payment on electricity, past due. Utilities, past due. This is worse than I thought.
Hey, what are you looking at?
Nothing. After I found out just how bad we had it, I decided to keep trying to help out. From what I've been told, my dad was never the same after my mom died. But he had been getting noticeably worse in the last couple of years. I guess he finally couldn't handle anything anymore. I decided I had to, but I couldn't do anything. Which brings us to now. It's Christmas Eve, my 15th birthday. I've been outside in the cold since the crack of dawn. The sun has long since set, along with my hopes of finding some way to support my dad. But I can't go home. Not yet. I wish... No, wishes won't help. I've got to keep trying. Oh, hello. Are you Mrs. Norris's cat? Hey, where are you going? Hey, come back. Mrs. Norris wouldn't want you this far from home. Maybe she'll give me money for catching you. Hey, come here. There you are. Come here, kitty, kitty. Whoa. Are you glowing? You are definitely not Mrs. Norris's cat.
That is correct. I am not.
I'm dreaming.
That is incorrect. You're very much awake.
I don't understand. Are you some sort of...
magic cat? Yes, I'm sure you are aware of the concept of Christmas magic.
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid it has been co-opted by the Hallmark Channel as a convenient plot device. But I assure you, it is real. I am here to help you, as you are a young boy in need on Christmas Eve.
Why are you...
A cat? This is unclear to me as well. Perhaps it is what you would find most comforting.
I do like cats, but they're not, like, you know, commonly associated with Christmas or anything.
Indeed, they are not.
Are you Santa's cat?
No, but I do know him. He's a very kind man.
Are you from...
Jack, I am here to offer you some assistance. Would you like it or not?
Right, sorry.
There is no need to apologize, Jack. I offer you a choice. You can make a wish, or you can die.
Sorry, what?
You can make a wish, or you can die.
No, I heard you. It's just that, it's a really strange ultimatum.
It is what I offer. Most people choose the wish.
Yeah, I can imagine why.
Would you like to make a wish? I can offer you nearly anything you could desire.
I wish my mom was still alive.
I am very sorry. This wish I cannot give you. I cannot change the past. I can only bring you things now or in the future.
I figured. It's worth a shot, though.
Indeed. I could fix you and your father's financial issues. You'd never need to worry about money again.
That sounds amazing.
but I don't know.
What is holding you back?
I just don't think that would fix my issues. I think only my mom could do that.
I see. You are very wise for your age, Jack.
What if I don't have a wish?
Then you would die. I do not wish that on you, Jack.
Is there a chance I could see my mom again if I did?
Well, I could not guarantee it, but yes, there is.
Then I don't have a wish.
Do you understand what you are saying?
I do.
Then it is done. Best of luck, Jack.
Thank you.
Hello, Jack.
Mom?
This episode featured Daniel Baradat as Jack Harris, Grant Bell as Dr. Jack Harris Sr. DDS, Camille Norsworthy as The Christmas Cat, Garrett Cord as Boss 1 and 3, Julia Sanders as Mrs. Norris, Boss 2, and Jack's mom. Music featured in this episode by Jeff Harvey, Les FM, Daddy's Music, and Juan Sanchez. A special thank you to this week's author, Layla, and Miss Baradat's third grade class. Follow the show on Twitter at Elementary Epics. Does your kid or student want to hear their story on the show? Email elementaryepicspod@gmail.com with a submission. And remember, keep telling stories because they can always become epics.